all this bunch of girls and boys saw that fella stand up there dressed in white, and here they run, and it's fully 2 miles to Phil's house. He said they run every step till they got to his house. And he could tell it so funny, it just tickled me so good. I would just see him every now and then. The girls would say, I'm give out, I just can't run more. And some of the boys get them by the arm, go to dragging them, trying to help them up. And he'd now time to stop.
Well, they thought they were into it, I guess.
I heard a preacher tell a story about, said there was a grave dove is fixing, somebody's fixing to be buried there, and there was a path went through the cemetery, and said that night there's a man walking along there and fell in the grave. And said he was just having a fit to get out. And there was another in there that had come along and fell in. And he said, you need to try to get out of here. You can't. He said, but he did.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now that sounds just like a little story to me, you know, but we all laughed about it. Kind of like a preacher told a joke one night. At the end of our revival, our pastor got up and he just bragged on our visiting minister. So he told how he loved him and how good he was, and he'd known him so long and everything. And that preacher got up, he said, well, sir, said, brother, said so much, said, I got to tell y'all something, said, this old colored man died, and said his wife and a bench full of children all sitting on the front at this funeral, and said the old preacher got up there and he just preached and preached and preached about how good that fella was. Said after a while the old colored woman looked down the seat and says, Rastus, you go up there and look in that box and see, is that your pole? And he said, that's the way I got to do. I got to look in the box and see, is that me, brother, talking about?
I really
And our little old silly jokes like that, I would always just get tickled good out of.
Yes, ma'am.
But I know I heard Brother from Clinton tell one up here in Mendenhall Church one time. He is talking about people that was always objecting to everything you tried to do in the church. Well, we do have them kind of people, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
They just find fault. Well, he said they had one man in the church that everything anybody mentioned, he'd say, I'm against it, I'm against it. Well, it don't care what they brought up, I'm against it. And so the young man went off to college and he saw a real pretty chandelier he thought was real pretty, and he thought it would be pretty in the church. And so he went home one Sunday and he told him, he said, I saw a real pretty chandelier in a church there where I go to church at. And he said, they've got them there for sale. He said, I would like to buy one and bring it, put it in our church if it's all right with the church. And they told him, said, we're going to give you an answer tonight, but we're sure it's going to be all right.